Hello and welcome to Rod Squad, the urology podcast for students. I'm Parker Adams and I'm going to do urology. I'm an incoming PGY1 at McLaren Health out in Michigan. And I posted on my Twitter feed earlier today about how I'm going to be making this podcast this afternoon about how I'm going to improve myself over the next couple months. And the reason I'm doing this is because, you know, over the last year, I've slowly realized that there's a lot of different areas in my life that can be improved. And a couple weeks ago, I was getting really stressed about residency. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not prepared, like major imposter syndrome. And I figured that instead of getting so overwhelmed and so stressed and spending my time reviewing papers and textbooks that have really no structure to them whatsoever and will kind of go into the abyss of my knowledge, and I really won't be able to improve my knowledge base for residency a substantial amount, but I'll get really stressed. I was like, what can I do that will make me feel productive towards residency, that will improve and make me a better resident, but won't get me more stressed out? So I figured that I would come up with these different areas that I can improve upon myself. And my goal for this, I want to share it with you guys, not only because it helps me keep me honest. You know, I'm vocalizing my flaws, I'm vocalizing what I'm doing to improve them, but hopefully that motivates you as well to, you know, reflect on your day-to-day and what different things you can make meaningful changes in to make yourself more productive or more healthy. And basically, I want to improve all these things a little bit so that when I start residency, I'm starting on a good foot, even though it might decline once I get really busy in residency. I have a lot of time on my hands now, so I can do all of these different things, but hopefully a few of them will stick as I enter into residency, and hopefully it'll make me a better resident. So this will be just kind of a general overview of kind of my motivation for doing this and the structure of what it looks like, and then I'll be making specific podcast episodes talking about how I've logistically organized each of these things and how it's improving my day-to-day. So the tenets of what I'm trying to improve, I'm trying to be more productive. So I would say that I'm a productive person. I got a lot accomplished in medical school, but there's always room for improvement. So there's different areas in my life where I feel like I can, minimize distractions and maximize productivity. So one of these things is, and I've gotten a lot of these tips. I didn't create all of these, you know, strategies myself. I've been watching some YouTube videos. I've read some self-help books, which are a little ridiculous, but sometimes they have some good advice in them. But anyway, for productivity, some of the tips that I've gathered and some that I've come up for myself is only watch TV with somebody else. So I'm doing my best not to watch TV by myself. I'll still watch TV. My wife will get home. We'll watch The Baking Show in the morning, and we'll watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine at night and stuff like that. But I always watch it with somebody else. And I've also been doing a better job getting up early. I am a morning person in the sense that I enjoy the mornings and that I get a lot done in the mornings, but I am not a morning person in the sense that it's easy for me to get up. So I'm trying to get in the habit of waking up early. So I've been doing my best getting up at 4:30, and I go to bed early too, so I still try to get 7 or 8 hours of sleep. But it's been wonderful the days that I'm able to do this because it's calm and I can really focus on getting some stuff done, specifically for my move out to Michigan. And then this is a really common piece of advice that you see all over the place, but if some task is going to take you less than 2 minutes, I just do it right then and there. So that's another area that I'm trying to improve. And then as far as productivity, specifically gauged towards residency, I'm working on getting better at capturing the content that I digest. So whether that's over Kindle, whether that's reading something on the internet, whether that's listening to a podcast, I've gathered a lot of advice from different sources about how to best capture that information and then organize that information. So in regards to my productivity, I'll be making an episode on how I'm capturing all this stuff. But then you need to organize it. So organization is the next tenet that I'm going to be working on. And the big one here is Evernote. So the big thing on the internet is using either Evernote or Notion for your organization of basically your whole life. And I chose to do Evernote. I've used it in the past and I've enjoyed it. And It integrates really well with these different apps. So this content capture that you can go through can integrate all that capture, all that content into Evernote pretty easily. And I structured it and I organized it so that hopefully in residency, I can stay very well organized with all the content that I'm going to be reviewing. So Evernote's the first thing in organization. A good PDF reader that integrates well with these different apps is also something that I've looked into. And I've done a better job working on my to-do list and how to make my to-do list work for me. So there's a ton out there. I ended up going with Todoist. It also integrates really well with Evernote and all these other apps. And you can make some shortcuts on your phone to make it really easy to make your to-do list. And I enjoy that you can, you know, link emails to your to-do list. You can create subtasks and sub-subtasks and sub-sub-subtasks, which is pretty nice. And my idea is that as I go through my day in residency, hopefully I'll be able to quickly create that to-do list so I don't forget to do anything on patients or on the floor or anything else or read something that evening. And then the last bit of organization, I might have talked about this a little bit in my podcast. I think I got the idea from an ER podcast. I'd have to look what one so I can cite it correctly, but it's how to organize your email. Right now I have zero. Well, let's check here. I'm picking up my phone. I'm looking. Okay. I have one email in my inbox and that's it. And it's something that I actually need to read. Usually it's just like a spam email that you can move to junk or something. But this is from my coordinator from my residency, so I actually need to read that email. But once I read it, I'm going to move it out of my inbox, and my inbox will be empty. It definitely lightens the load when you can go into your email and you only see one email. It's glorious. I'll be making an episode about organization and how I do all of this stuff. Efficiency. So, for example, your to-do list. Your to-do list, you can have a great to-do list, but if it's not efficient, it's not going to integrate well into your life and specifically residency, because my guess is that you're going to be tight for time in residency. So I'm trying to use all this organization, productivity stuff, and then how can I make all this stuff efficient and like work and fit well into my day-to-day in residency. And it'll be a lot of trial and error, and I'll post about what's working and what's failing as I get to that point. So shortcuts on your iPhone are great for this. Integration between all of these apps is a great way to become more efficient. And then basic stuff that I'm working on personally, I'm a terrible typer. I use my two index fingers, sometimes I use my middle finger, and I can type at about 55 words per minute, and I'm constantly glancing at the keyboard, and my spelling and errors are absolutely terrible. So something I was like, you know what, I can improve my typing speed over the next couple months. So I watched a bunch of videos, read a bunch of articles on how to improve my typing speed. I basically scrapped my whole strategy, what's the word I'm looking for, technique for typing. I scrapped that whole thing. I started using all 10 of my fingers to type, and it was terrible. I was typing at like 25, 29 words per minute. And it was honestly terrible. But I'm back up. My highest, I got 68 words per minute yesterday. And my highest before I scrapped everything was 61 words per minute. And I don't even look at my keyboard once when I'm typing. So I already think that this is a win. And I think I've spent a total of maybe 6 hours working on my typing. And I do it every day. And I'll keep you guys updated on how it's going. And my goal is to have 80 words per minute by the time I start residency. Okay. And then the next thing for efficiency, I am a terrible reader. I read very slowly, and I'm trying to get better at reading quicker. So one of my things for mindfulness is to do some recreational reading, which I'll talk about in a second. And when I'm doing recreational reading, I'm really pushing myself to read faster. I feel like I've fell in this rut of reading medical textbooks where you need to read it word per word, because if you don't, then you'll get the question wrong on your exam. And I'm doing a better job, or pushing myself to, you know, read this fantasy book that I enjoy. And if I miss a sentence or two here and there, it's not a big deal, but I really am pushing myself to read faster and get more comfortable with a quicker speed. And I need to find an objective way to evaluate my increased reading speed so that I can share it with you guys about how I'm improving. But I already feel myself that I'm moving much quicker. And even when I transition back to reading a paper or something that I'm reading more closely and I don't want to miss anything, I feel like I'm moving quicker through that already. So I'll do an episode talking about that. Before I do it, I'll try to come up with an objective way to gauge how I'm improving. And then the next tenet is consistency. And this is really about my output as a medical student and a future resident, which is largely this podcast and my presence on social media and wanting to educate and motivate and be there for other students and hopefully in the future other residents. So my goal is to become more consistent with this podcast, more consistent with my social media presence. And how do I do that? So I'm trying to do my best to bulk the work that I do on these different areas because I know that I'm going to have a limited time in residency. So my plan and what I'm practicing doing now is to bulk record episodes and then slowly release them so that I can have a and maintain to a schedule of managing this podcast. And as well with tweets, I can, when I think of a tweet, I can write it, I can schedule it, and then it can slowly be released so that I can stay engaged with you guys, but it doesn't have to be a day-to-day, necessarily a day-to-day thing that's taking up time every single day. So that's something that I'm working on, and that's probably one of the more challenging things for me because, believe it or not, as much as I love doing this, the time that I need to put into it versus what I learn from it or what is productive towards, you know, the in-service exam or doing well in surgery or something like that is fairly limited. And I'm trying to do a better job making that ratio more productive. So my input time into these different passion projects and what I gain from it is more to 1-to-1 than like a 10-to-1. So that's consistency. And then I have two left here. So the next one is health. So this is a big one for me. I love eating and I stress eat as well. And I drink a lot of beer. I enjoy craft beer and I drink a lot of coffee and stuff like this. I don't floss. The list goes on and on and on. I have terrible posture. So I'm working on a lot of these different things and hopefully some of them can stick and stay consistent through residency. Some of them will probably get worse, but we'll see. And the first one is I don't have any alcohol in the house. I mean, I have hard alcohol, but I don't really enjoy drinking hard alcohol. But I don't have any beer in the house. I don't have any wine in the house. And that's not saying that I gave up beer or wine. That just means that I don't have it available to me. And if I go out to a restaurant, I'll get a craft beer. I love beer, and I'm still going to enjoy it, but I don't have it. I don't have a six-pack sitting in my fridge all the time. And then weaning down on coffee. So I'm using a French press because the French press that I'm using limits me to about 2 cups of coffee. And really, it's kind of a huge effort to go through making a whole nother French press thing of coffee. So I've been whittling down, and now I'm down to about 1 cup of coffee a day. I'm trying to get down to 0 cups of coffee today before I start residency. I'm looking forward to that first cup of coffee on my on-call shift or something like that in residency. It's going to be glorious. So another one is exercise. I mean, everyone's trying to improve this. I'm also trying to become more consistent with it. I found a close friend that I've been running with, and we've been increasing. She's training for a half marathon, so I've just been kind of going along for the ride. And this afternoon, we're going for an 11-mile run with Surly. And another one for health is portion control. So, I was really bad at this about 5 years ago. Whenever I got a hamburger at a restaurant, I would get 2 hamburgers and eat both of them. And now I'm doing my best to limit my portion size. And the best way to do this, it sounds silly, but the best way to do this is to get smaller plates. Because if you have a smaller plate, then you can only fit so much on your plate and you have to go up for seconds, which is a small barrier to eating more food. And then another one is flossing. So I am terrible at flossing. But I'm trying to make it really easy for myself to floss, and I get a little treat. So I can only have an ice cream sandwich if I floss. So it's like the day before. So if I floss the night before, then I can have an ice cream sandwich after dinner the next day. If I didn't floss the night before, then I don't get an ice cream sandwich. It's been working so well so far, which is hurting my, you know, portion control because I've had a lot more ice cream sandwiches than I usually do, but it's fun. And then the last one for health is stretching. So it's something that I'm terrible at. I can't touch my toes. I want to be a more flexible person. So I'm pushing myself before and after I go for these runs with my friend. I'm pushing myself to stretch a little bit more. Hopefully I can post a picture of me touching my toes on Twitter in the next month and a half or something like that. And then the last tenet here is mindfulness. So, and I think this is one of the more important ones for residency. I think that you're so stressed out, you're stretched so thin that you have limited time to really evaluate yourself, where you've grown, where you haven't. And I really want to get in the habit of reflecting on the past week, the past day, what worked for me, what didn't work for me, what could I have done better, where was I the person that I want to be, and where was I somebody that, you know, doesn't represent who I want to be. And how I've done this is I've been journaling. So every few days I'll journal and work on my typing, and I'll write a little bit about my day, different things that I thought about. Like yesterday, my wife was working late and I was home listening to Frank Ocean and making dinner. So in my journal that day, I talked for a few paragraphs about Frank Ocean and how he was one of the first artists that exposed me to rap music, and just like his music and how it's a little sad, and but how like it comforts me, and just all this different stuff that, you know, you just have a fleeting thought about it when you're listening to it. But I really tried to expand that thought in my journal, and it's nice. I actually look forward to journaling every evening, and if I don't get around to it, it's kind of a bummer. So I'm doing my best to improve my journaling over the next couple months. And then the other one's yoga. This one I haven't really integrated yet. I need to do a better job. It's going to help with my stretching. I enjoy yoga. And there's an app, Down Dog, which I think either for students or healthcare workers, they give it to you free. And it's a great app. You can schedule how much yoga you want to do, anywhere from like 5 to 30 minutes or whatever. And you can just set it up and do some yoga. So the only thing I've done is I've integrated it into my workout plan for residency. I need to start integrating it into my workout plan right now, but I'll keep you guys updated on how that's going. And then the last one here is recreational reading. So it's something that I don't have the patience for, but I enjoy doing it, which is really strange to say, because if I find a really good book, I can sit there for hours and read and read and read, and I love it. I can cuddle up with the dog and the cat, and it's so fun. But when everything in medicine is so quick, you need to be on your game, you need to produce, study, study, study. If you're not looking at something or reading something, you know, you're not doing your job, you're a failure, blah, 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 blah. Like all this stuff is weighing on your brain. And I think to be able to push yourself to be patient, to enjoy sitting down for 45 minutes before you go to bed and just reading something that isn't medicine, that isn't going to help you for your in-service exam. You know, it seems counterproductive, but I think that if I'm able to do that, you know, my life isn't completely medicine. And this is a great point that I'm trying to make, which is really the motivation, or a large part of the motivation behind this, is I'm stressed that residency is going to overtake my life and overtake my marriage. And I'm really doing my best to prevent that. And I think the best way to do that is to develop these habits of something that's a little bit outside medicine, that's calming, you know, journaling, that introspective work, or recreational reading, where you're doing something outside of your 80-hour work week. You're doing something that you can enjoy with your wife, like cooking or something like that. And those things are of really large importance to me, and something that I don't want to lose over the next 5 years. So that is basically it. I'm going to be updating you guys throughout this whole process, and I'll be making episodes on each of these. And if you listen through this whole thing, nice job. I also created a Instagram account. So it's at Rod Squad Pod. Please follow this Instagram account. I have absolutely zero followers, and I don't want to add all my high school friends, because I doubt they give a crap about my urology podcast. So you guys need to go and follow me and start tracking along with my progress with this self-improvement stuff. I also want to hear what you guys have to say about this. So what stuff are you doing as you prepare for residency? Are you studying? Are you trying to improve yourself? Or are you just, you know, going out and having fun, which is okay too? I want to hear about it. And if you guys have any ideas about how I can improve myself or do this differently or share it with you guys on a better level, please let me know. You can reach out to me at rodsquadpod@gmail.com. You can go to my website at rodsquadpod.com. I'm on Twitter, and now I'm on Instagram, which is @rodsquadpod. I want to hear from you guys, and hopefully this is meaningful to you and helpful for you and motivating to you. Other than that, I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, and take care.